creation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
We weren't setting out to do these huge things. We were just starting with solving a problem we hoped a few other people had.
Take people who live in a Detroit neighborhood, people who are plain sick and tired of their struggling city's failure to maintain and keep safe a central part of that neighborhood, and then add a graduate student hungry to put his knowledge and his energy to work. You mix the two together, and the result can be dramatic and a win-win for everybody involved. Our latest contributors to The Next Idea are here with us now. Joe Gruber is a recent graduate of the University of Detroit Mercy's Master's in Community Development program. Good to have you with us, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
And Katrina Watkins is a resident of Detroit's McDougal Hunt neighborhood on the city's east side and founder of the nonprofit Bailey Park Project. And Katrina, this story really starts with what you were living with, a nasty, overgrown plot of land right across the street from your house. So what was going on and how was it affecting your neighborhood?
Well, the parcels of land, they were vacant, they were overgrown. They weren't being cut at the time by the city. The city was doing this thing called framing.
Which meant what?
That is when they come out and they kind of cut around the parcels, but they don't cut like the whole thing just around it.
Probably so, makes it look even worse in a sense.
Yes, it did. It did make it look worse. And I called city council and they were like, well, this is just, you know, what we're doing. There's really nothing that we can do. This was in 2013.
Okay. So certainly things were dire.
Yes. Things were very dire. It was dangerous. Mm-hmm. The particular parcels were across the street from a school. The school wasn't open at the time. And it was also across from Franklin Wright Settlement, a community center, where people and children especially often went to for their activities. So it was very dangerous. Cars were being stripped. There was prostitution at night, illegal dumping. It was like a forest. And I and other neighbors, we talked about it, and we wanted to cut the grass, but we just didn't have the capacity because it was so overgrown that a lawnmower just wouldn't do the job. We tried with a lawnmower. It just didn't do the job.
And I understand it really harmed your dad's ability to get out and get his walks in and move around, which is, what is he, 89?
He's 89 right now. Mm-hmm. And he used to walk around the park when we first moved there. It wasn't overgrown at all when we moved over there in 2005. Mm-hmm. But by 2013, 2012, it was so overgrown, it was just unsafe for him to even walk over there. He would try, and I would go out on the porch, and I was like, you know, Dad, you can't do this anymore. I can't see you because the trees and the weeds, and I just don't know what could happen over there, you know, in the corner. And so we had to stop.
And Joe, enter Joe. How did you meet Katrina?
Katrina and I met through an executive director of a community development group that was building homes in McDougal Hunt, Gresham McDougal United. And my capstone partner, Scott Douglas, and I, while we were in the Masters of Community Development program, were welcomed into Katrina's home and met her and her father and some other family members. And we quickly realized, you know, this was something that she needed done and that her neighbors and her family wanted to see happen.
And you're looking for a capstone project.
We were looking for a capstone project.
So why did this really speak to you? And what did you feel you could bring to the effort?
Well, I really have to credit Scott, my partner in this project. He's a transportation engineer with the Michigan Department of Transportation. He looked at this lot and said, you know, what a small group could do with a few hand tools would take weeks and weeks versus we know construction companies who might be interested in coming out here in one afternoon and taking care of the whole thing all at once in one sitting.
What did you think, Katrina, as you started hearing these ideas from Joe?
I thought, wow, this is great. It was just like a ray of sunshine, some hope that something could be done. And I thought, wow, that'd be great. I also thought, will this really happen? You know, can they really do this? It's a capstone project. Maybe they'll just do the paperwork and then they're going to drop the ball after they graduate. And I remember asking you, you know, what's going to happen when you graduate? What's going to happen?
Maintaining this and keeping it.
Right, right.
Well, you formed a project that you called the Framework and Resources for Empowering Environments, FREE, pilot project. And you've wrapped up the project in the last few months. Katrina, tell us what it's like now.
Well, just recently in December, the children in the neighborhood planted little Christmas trees. And I was looking out my window this morning. I was like, wow, with the snow, it's so beautiful. And just thinking that last year at this time, it was just a mess. And now there are like five little Christmas trees that are just so beautiful out there. And it's clear. We can see Franklin Wright Settlements. We can see over to the street over next you know, Charlevoix, we could never see that street before. Not one car has been stripped since the project has taken place. There's no prostitution. People are walking, you know, around the park, and they can ride their bike. They can take a shortcut to school. It's great.
Your dad can get out walking.
And he can get out walking, yes.
And Joe, what about the project worked well for you and for Scott?
I think the greatest result of the project was seeing the collaboration work, seeing the Michigan Department of Transportation really step it up. Katrina, from a community standpoint, organizing and bringing the resources that were available to her, spending the time and the personal effort and energy. Lots of groups, specifically Access for All, which is a pre-apprenticeship training group that works with men and women to introduce them to the construction industry and the skilled trades. They were a huge role in providing resources to the project. Labor and equipment from private contractors was incredible.
So a lot of movable parts. And we have photos posted on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. You have got to check these out just to prove how dramatic these changes are and what combining those your forces had done to really make mm-hmm. such a difference in your community. So this was a successful partnership in part because each of you came to the table with resources that the other didn't have. Joe, what did Katrina have that you didn't have?
Katrina was a resident. She was a member of the community. She had knowledge. She had experience that, quite frankly, we didn't have and we needed. In the Masters of Community Development program, it's pinnacle to work alongside residents. It's a requirement to work alongside community members. And in a city like Detroit, I think everybody understands the need of outreach and engagement and the importance of working alongside community residents to help them achieve their goals and help realize their personal interests.
And Katrina, what did Joe have that you and your neighbors needed?
Resources. Joe and Scott had resources and connections that we didn't have, that we didn't even know about, wouldn't even know where to start.
This really was win-win. And in your essay for the Next Idea, you argue we have these amazing universities all through Michigan with hundreds, really thousands of students who really want to do meaningful work. And we have countless people in neighborhoods all over the state who are motivated to make their communities better, but they're not sure how to start it and make it all happen. And what you ask is, why don't we do more to connect these groups? Joe, what can we learn from your partnership?
I think it's important that we don't recreate the wheel. I mean, there are lots of nonprofits in the city of Detroit. There are lots of groups. There's a lot of energy and activity that's going on. You know, hypothetically, I'm sort of imagining maybe a social media platform of sorts where individual groups, nonprofit organizations, residents, graduate students can upload their personal profiles that might mm-hmm. outline very specifically their challenges, their needs, but importantly, their resources. Because if there's anything we've learned, it's that people mm-hmm. want to help and people need help. But nobody is without resources. Nobody is without something to bring to the table. And I think that's really important for the Next Idea of the free project, is that it needs to be highlighted. It needs to be brought to the surface.
And you could apply that to cities all over Michigan.
Absolutely. Yes. And I think it's a matter of connecting the dots. I think it's a matter of, in the program, we talk about being constantly curious and constantly mm-hmm. looking for other groups, other people, and to never be shy or embarrassed to ask for help or to collaborate. And I think there are lots of groups out there that can help connect those dots. And I'll say one is the Community Development Advocates of Detroit, CDAD, is putting together what they call the DCOM community map. That could be a great resource to connect residents and organizations and even institutions together to help realize that goal.
Joe is so resourceful. Did you just hear all that? And that's just something that he really brought to the organization, just his knowledge about all of these other CDADs and East Side Network and Recovery Park and connecting me with Heidelberg Project and MCR, just so many things that he brought to the table that I would not have even had the time to do because I work.
And you touched on this earlier, Katrina. I'm like, Joe, you're going to graduate. You're going to move on. What about maintaining what's been done?
Bailey Park Project, the nonprofit, is going to maintain those lots. We'll get large-scale equipment. We'll get a ride-on lawnmower, and we'll maintain the lots. We also have support from the local community. I've had teenagers come up and say, you know, the four of us, we'll get together, and we'll just take our lawnmowers, and we'll mow it. You know, I've had business owners come up and say, we'll help to pay for somebody to mow it. So it will be maintained.
Building in a maintenance plan to the project, I think, was really important and easy for the Capstone Group to, you know, we've identified a resident, an organization in the community that's willing and energized to do maintenance, because without maintenance, blight will return.
I'm wondering what each of you see as the larger takeaways that you've learned from this collaboration. Katrina, I'll start with you.
The importance of connectivity and networking and connecting with the local community so that they know what's going on, staying open, being diligent. It's not easy, you know, and sometimes it may not be quick, but you just have to keep pushing forward.
I think from a project management perspective, I really was lucky to have the role of helping the Bailey Park project achieve goals and navigating certain channels. And with MDOT helping bring together, through the fellowship, different private contractors and unions and these pre-apprenticeship groups, I think that really points to what Katrina said about connections and connectivity, is that there are resources out there, and it's a matter of bringing those resources together, connecting the dots. I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Katrina Watkins and Joe Gruber, who set up the Framework and Resources for Empowering Environments Pilot Project, the FREE project. You'll find the essay and, as we mentioned, some very powerful before and after photos on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Thanks so much to both of you for being part of the Next Idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.